everyone. Welcome once again to Talking Tech. I'm Stephen Jolly on the line from his home at Gosford on the central coast of New South Wales. Vision Australia Adaptive Technology Consultant David Woodbridge. David, how's it going?
Extremely well. Now that I'm actually doing this Skype call for a change on my ADSL2 network at home, it's absolutely fantastic.
Now, there's been some very interesting developments the last week or so. The first one, and this really is of interest to me, is iTunes Radio now available on other Apple platforms.
Correct. Now, I got up this morning thinking, oh, well, that's it for Talking Tech for today. I've got all my stories. Turned on my music and hello, it popped up and said, welcome to iTunes Radio, which the Americans in the US have had since, I think it's last September. But it's so that you can listen to streaming radio. So things like the Pandora service, RDO, Spotify, where you stream music and you can like it, dislike it, you can make your own channels, you can use default type playlists. Well, that's now available on all iOS devices running iOS 7, so that's your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. It's also, and you'll find that if you go into the music app, and down the bottom left-hand side, you'll see now a thing that says Radio tab, one of five, I believe. So that's for iOS. Then on the PC, under your music section, you'll see a new tab that actually now says Internet Radio or iTunes Radio. And then, of course, on the Apple TV, if you go to the music item on your menu bar, you'll also find iTunes Radio as well. So for those that don't have iTunes Match, and that's where you sort of pay Apple, I think it's about $34 Australian a year, to match your music on your computer to the iCloud. If you don't have that, you're going to get the occasional ad popping in. If you have iTunes Match and you're paid for it, you won't get any ads. I've chosen quite a few stations already this morning to listen to. And being a Siri, the voice recognition assistant user, I can also use Siri to control iTunes Radio as well. And because I've got all these wonderful Apple devices at home, I can listen to a song starting on my iPhone. I can pick it up on my Mac or on my Apple TV. I can put in a wish list, so if I really hear a song I really like to listen to, I can save it and purchase it for later, or I can go back in my history of listening and also purchase previous songs, or I just sit back and enjoy the music.
Why would you purchase it?
I think it's because if you really, really like a song, it's just nice to have it in your own collection.
Mm. And is that any song you can select through this radio stream, or are there some limits?
It's anything in within the iTunes, store.
Right.
So whatever Apple has available on iTunes in general, that's what you can get through iTunes Radio. And it's also the fact that if there's really any new hot stuff that comes out now, you're likely to find it first streaming in iTunes Radio than you are anywhere else, according to Apple's information. So far, it's extremely nice to listen to. I've chosen, there's a lovely channel called Unwind, and I quite listen to that. It's very relaxing, comfortable music.
And are there, as well as these streaming services which are called radio, these music services, are there the traditional radio stations available through this iTunes Radio, like some BBC channels and things like that?
No. So on iOS, no. So if you want to get that access to that, you use, you know, TuneIn Radio or OOTunes.
Yes.
On the PC or Mac in iTunes itself, you still have the internet online radio stations, as you do with the Apple TV. So on the PC, the Mac, and the Apple TV, within iTunes, if you like, you have the ability to do iTunes Radio or online radio stations.
So this is like the iTunes equivalent to Pandora or Spotify or one of those that have been existing for some time.
Exactly, yes.
Very interesting.
And that sort of leads us very nicely into the next really interesting thing that came out, of course, last week that I got extremely excited about, and I did a podcast on it. And that's, of course, the update to the new Victa Reader Stream, second edition, and it's the update 4.3.
Very interesting.
And the extreme exciting news, and I'll get to the other two main features in a minute, but the one that caught my attention is that you can now listen to online radio on your Victa Reader Stream. And that really caught my attention. And what also caught my attention was the fact that it has default playlists for most, or quite a lot, not most, quite a lot of countries around the world, including, you know, Canada, Germany, US, Australia, and so on. But what I found fascinating was that in the Australian playlist, they had Vision Australia Radio there, they had 5RPH Radio. So it looks as if that HumanWare has collated quite a lot of useful blind and general radio stations from around the world and made them available in these default playlists. So you don't have to go and set it up. You just set up your Victa Reader Stream to access your Wi-Fi network. You go onto the online mode. You choose, once you've logged into your Wi-Fi network, you choose the online radio stations, choose your playlist, and then literally start playing. And wherever you find a channel that you want to use later on, you can favourite that as well. It's absolutely fantastic.
So this has really leapfrogged the BookPort or PlexTalk devices, which have been terrific. They led the way with the portable streaming radio capability, because they can do a lot more than that, because this is actually having it all preset for the user, whereas with those you've had to set it up yourself.
That's right. So you've literally got hundreds, I haven't quite counted them all, but I'd say hundreds of radio stations to choose from. You can add stations if you want from the companion software that you run on a PC. But what the other extremely cool thing is that it actually uses the OOTunes radio server, so that you can search by genre or by radio station name and add them to your playlist or your favorites as well. So if you don't find the station you want in your default playlist, you can go into the OOTunes mode, choose browse by genre or search by name, and it'll find your radio station, hopefully, if it's in the OOTunes. And of course, the OOTunes, most people know that most famously from the iOS devices, your iPhone, your iPod Touch, and your iPad, using the OOTunes app.
Any limitations you should warn people about?
Look, I'd say no, because, well, besides the fact that it's running off Wi-Fi on your home network, so you still have to be careful of how much data you're dragging down off broadband. I have to be particularly careful myself, because I've actually been using mine on my little Wi-Fi hotspot that I also have when I'm out and about, and that may chew up a fair bit of data. But, you know, it's like everything that's online. You use it with some common sense.
Yep.
I found it extremely useful, and the fact that, you know, the fact that Vision Australia Radio, as in the Vision Australia Radio in Melbourne, is on the playlist by default. So if you do have a Victa Stream 2nd edition and you want to listen to Talking Tech, you can do it via your Victa Stream 2nd edition now. And I should say that if you want the firmware 4.3, you can update it through the update option in the Victa Reader Stream itself, or you can go to the humanware.com/support website and download and install the update yourself.
There are some services that people in the United States would be able to access that we won't be able to get here through it.
That's right. So, for example, the NFB Newsline service, that's available, as far as I know, only in the US. However, if you are a subscriber to Bookshare, you can browse and access all the books in Bookshare for international subscribers, and you can read them on your Victa Stream as well. But the best way that I would suggest is download and have a play.
Let's talk more US stuff. Access World, the February 2014 edition from the American Foundation of the Blind, for the Blind.
Yep. Now that came out again this morning as I checked my email, so we popped it in very quickly. And the story that caught my attention in this current, I was going to say current news article, current magazine, was the fact that it talks about the Surface Pro 2, which is the new Surface version 2 from Microsoft running Narrator. And as with the general Surface RT, which is only runs apps from the Microsoft Windows Store itself, unlike the Surface Pro 2, which does most or if not all Windows programs in general, they basically came to the same conclusion that I came to when I was doing the straight service last year, which was Narrator is very good for basic email, word processing and web navigation, but if you want to do anything any more advanced, then you need definitely to use a screen reader such as NVDA, WindowEyes or JAWS, and of course all those three will perfectly run on the Surface Pro 2. It's reasonably expensive. The Surface Pro itself is about $900, and then if you want to have another keyboard on it, as in a Bluetooth keyboard, that's going to cost you over another $100. So for $1,000, you're effectively getting a tablet stroke laptop running Windows 8, either with Narrator or of your screen reader of choice, as I said, NVDA, WindowEyes or JAWS. So for those people that want a bit of an alternative to, say, the iPads or the Nexus tablets and those sort of things from Google, then the Microsoft Surface Pro certainly looks like a bit of a way to go. I find it a fairly heavy tablet, but then again, you're really carrying around a laptop, not a little tablet like you would with the iPad.
And just explain to people again where this write-up is, which is very useful.
If you the best way to find it is if you just stick in Access World homepage, which is what I always do when I search for Access World, rather than remember the hyperlink, that's the best way to go. Or, as with all our stories, we have links on the show notes on my blog website, and that is http://www.davidwoodbridge, so all one word, .blogspot.com. So that's www.davidwoodbridge.blogspot.com.
Now, David, before we go, your boys have been squabbling lately.
They have. Now, this is gets back to the Apple TV in some ways. My two boys play in the same room, funnily enough, and one is using the MacBook Pro MacBook Pro laptop. The other guy's using the Apple TV.
How old are they?
The problem is, when the little guys, they're 8 and 9.
Right.
So the problem is, when the 8-year-old is playing with the remote on the Apple TV, that remote also turns the volume up and down on the 9-year-old's MacBook.
That's disconcerting.
And what I it's always like, Dad, can you stop him using the Apple TV, or vice versa. So what I found out was that if I go into System Preferences, Security and Privacy, and the General tab, Advanced button, in there, there's an option that says Disable Remote, which means when my 8-year-old son now uses the Apple TV and presses the up and down arrow on the Apple remote, the Mac that my 9-year-old's using completely ignores the remote now. So it was beautifully peaceful on Sunday. I set it up on Saturday night. They came in on Sunday afternoon, and I did not hear one skerrick of any little boys yelling at each other or yelling at me about how their brothers were interfering with their electronic devices.
And I'm sure Mrs. Woodbridge would love you for that too.
She also commented on that fashion as well.
David Woodbridge, Adaptive Technology Consultant with Vision Australia. We'll talk again next week, David.
We will indeed.
This has been Talking Tech. I'm Stephen Jolly.